A warm welcome to all our listeners here on www.goforgold.lk. This is your host, Brian Thomas, alongside my co-host, Lakit Perez, extending to all of you a warm greeting. Today being the 1st of May, Workers' Day, as we call it, 2026. Let's start off with some great news. Sri Lanka women have beaten Bangladesh women by 21 runs in the second T20 game and have won the series by 2-0, with just one more game coming up. That will be on Saturday. I'll give you more details of the game coming up. But let's take a look at the wonderful way that Sri Lanka women won this game. They were put into bat. They made 154 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in their allotted 20 overs. Harshita Samaravikrama top scored with 49. Shamari Athapattu 42. Imesha Dulhani 27. And Nilukshi De Silva unbeaten on 22. For Bangladesh, Farika Tirisha took 1 for 23. Sultana Khatum looks a good bowler, 1 for 21. Nadia Akhtar 1 for 31. And Ritu Moni 1 for 40. She was a shade expensive. Sadly, Bangladesh could muster only 133 runs for 5 wickets in their allotted 20 overs. So they lose this game by a big margin of 21 runs. Shamin Akhtar, she looks a good batter, like I told you earlier, made 45. Dilara Akhtar 23. Juharia Fedroz 29. So Bangladesh, sadly, have lost the series, the 3-match series. Hence, the next game coming up in the final game, it is termed as a dead rubber. That's coming up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on the 2nd of May. You can watch this game on Dialogue TV. Right, Kavisha Dilhari took 2 for 15 for Sri Lanka. She was adjudicated as player of the game based on the fact that she bowled extremely well and her fielding was fantastic. She was responsible for 3 runouts, 2 direct hits. It was wonderful to see a woman fielder from Sri Lanka being so sharp on the field. So well done, Kavisha Dilhari. She does bowl off spin very nicely with a spin 2 for 15, and the way she fielded yesterday was a great example. So let me congratulate Sri Lanka women for winning the series, the T20 series as well. Remember, they also won the one-day series against Bangladesh in Bangladesh's own backyard. Right now then, let's go across to the IPL encounter. RCB versus GT. That is Royal Challengers Bangalore versus Gujarat Titans. And all the bets up front went in favor of Royal Challengers Bangalore, but the result was the other way around. Gujarat Titans have won this game by 4 wickets, and RCB will be very disappointed with their performance. In fact, Royal Challengers Bangalore were bowled out in the 20th over for 155 runs. Devidut Padikkal made 40, Virat Kohli 28, but the rest of the batters were in all sorts of problem. And at one stage, Royal Challengers Bangalore looked in great danger because 10.3 overs, they had lost 6 wickets for 96 runs. Jason Holder, the main destroyer, 2 for 29. Prasad Khan, 3 for 22. Rashid Khan was expensive in his last spell, came out with a sterling performance yesterday, 2 for 19. Gujarat Titans get to the target in the 16th over, losing 6 wickets and scoring 158 runs. Skipper Shubman Gill made 43, Josh Butler 39, and Rahul Tawbita 27. Bhuvanesh Kumar took 3 for 28 and Romario Shepherd 2 for 30. So well played, Gujarat Titans. This is a great win. Now, as I made mention yesterday, today, you will have to take down the points table, not only in the IPL, but also the rugby, schools rugby coming up tomorrow. So get your pens down. It'll be easy. Right. Before I go to the points table, today's game in the IPL is between Rajasthan Royals, under the guidance of Kumar Sangakkara, will play against Delhi Capitals. That's coming up today at 7:30 p.m. Sri Lanka time. Don't miss it. But here is the points table. At the top is PBKS, the Punjab Kings. They have played 8 games and have 13 points to their bank, and they have a plus run rate. In second place is Royal Challengers Bangalore, who lost the game yesterday. They have played 9 games, 1 game ahead of PBKS, and they've got 12 points plus run rate. And in third place so far is Sunrisers Hyderabad, 9 games played, 12 points. And in fourth place is Rajasthan Royals, 9 games played, 12 points. Now remember, these the top 4 teams will play in the playoffs of the IPL. So the way that things are going right now, it looks as though these 4 teams, I'm not trying to say they're already qualified, but they look the probable 4 teams who might play in the playoffs. Right. In fifth place is Gujarat Titans. They've got 10 points after playing 9 games, but they were minus run factor. Chennai Super Kings, sixth place, 8 games played, only 6 points minus run factor. Delhi Capitals. There are 2 Sri Lankans in that team, mind you, Pathumni Sanka and also the Seema. Dushmanta Chamire is also with Delhi Capitals, but they can only boast of 6 points in 8 games. They're having a minus factor as well. And 3-time champions, Calcutta Knight Riders, lamenting in 8th place, 6 points minus run factor after playing 8 games. And Mumbai Indians have been really disappointing. That's the team that's controlled by the Ambani family. They've got 4 points in 8 games and minus factor. They've been coached by Sri Lanka's legend in Mahela Jayawardene. I'm sure he'll be very disappointed the way the players have been performing. And in 10th place, sadly, LSG, that's Lucknow Super Giants, lamenting with only 4 points in 8 games with a minus factor. Right, before I wind up for today, I'll give you the games in the Schools League coming up tomorrow. Let me give it to you, the 4 games that are going to be played tomorrow, because it'll be easy for you to remember. St. Peter's College will take on St. Joseph's College, and the live telecast will be on Dialogue TV. That's the Papare TV. 126 is the channel number. Then St. Anthony's College, Katukastota, will take on Trinity College, and that will be on Dialogue TV as well, and the channel number is 20. Then Mahanama will play against Wesley tomorrow, and the channel number to watch that game is 127, and Isipathna will take on DSN Anayaka, and you can watch that game on channel number 62. All on Papare TV. So exciting rugby starting tomorrow, the second week in the school's arena. We hope you'll enjoy all the entertainment that's in store. Well, that's it from me and Lakit Peeris this morning. We thank you for being in our company. It was our pleasure bringing you all the news that you needed to know. See you again tomorrow at the same time. Meantime, sit back, relax, as we spin you a couple of songs for your listening pleasure.